We have all the way from the USA, especially to speak to you today, severely injured Kat Parker. Make some noise, guys.
Wow. This is a lot of people. This is a lot of people to come out and support us, and we really, truly appreciate it. As she said, I'm from the United States. I live in Minnesota, but if you can tell by the accent, I'm from the South. I am severely vaccine injured. I have Parkinson's disease at 50. I have narcolepsy, sleep apnea, adrenal insufficiency, blood clots and bleeding, dysautonomia, Behçet's disease, and the list goes on and on. I took my shot in April of 21 at J&J, and I was told it was my menopause that was causing issues. Took the Pfizer shot in November, and within 2 weeks, my hair started falling out. I was a project manager at a construction company, and I was a concert photographer. I can't do any of that anymore. I'm actually fully disabled now. I tried to get my kids to take the shot because I believed in it. I had to take it from my job. I used to work for the government as a police officer. So I trusted my government. I do not trust them anymore. None of them I trust anymore. So for y'all to be here to support us, injured or not, we greatly appreciate it, but we have to get to a point where we get pissed off, not destructive, but pissed off because they're coming after our children. I'll be damned if I have anyone that does this to my kids. There will be no stone unturned that I would not turn to go after these people. So you have to get to a point, you share it with your neighbors, you share it with your friends, your family, no matter anyone that will listen to you, and tell them that this is not misinformation. This is truth. Opinion does not trump truth at all. Don't take another one. Don't take one at all. Don't give it to your kids or your family or anyone, your friends. And be adamant about it, because this is their lives we're talking about. I've seen so many people die from this recently. 20 people committed suicide in the last 2 months in our group. 20. I don't sleep because I try to keep the people from committing suicide. I coordinate medical and therapists from across the sea, from my desk in my house. So if I'm willing to do it for everyone in the world, I hope you're willing to do the same. We have to start loving each other instead of hating each other. This is not a political problem, this is a humanitarian problem. And the people that are doing this to us are making money off of our deaths and our demise. So until we get to a point where we get pissed off enough and we defund them completely, and that includes Pfizer, Moderna, all the rest of them that have been doing this for years, we have to stop it. So whatever you can do, non-destructively, please, do it, please. Are all of our lives, your children's lives, your grandchildren, your friends, your family, it all depends on it. I don't want to die. I don't want you to die. Okay? Thank you.